With Ancestry, putting together your family story is made easy. Using an intuitive family tree builder, you could discover and preserve new details, photos, and stories about your ancestors. Uncover new relatives and branches of the family with automated Ancestry hints. Connect the dots with access to millions of historical documents, and then share what you find in one central place. Visit Ancestry.ca and start discovering your family story today.
You know, Donald Trump was convicted on 34 felony counts in a New York courtroom last week. Ultimately, the charge was for falsifying business documents, but whatever. In a nutshell, as you know, he had an affair with Stormy Daniels. He paid her money to keep quiet. Then he listed those payments as legal expenses. That's the bare bones of it. Regardless, he'll appeal, and I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if the governor of New York steps in to commute the sentence. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? If one thing is for certain, guessing on the future of American politics is a fool's game. Don't do it. But being a convicted felon, we do know that presents some new interesting issues. For example, Trump can't own a gun. He can't actually vote in a lot of states. And by definition, and as a general rule, he can't travel to a lot of places, including Canada. So how's that going to work? And is there a way around it? We're going to speak now with Mario Bellissimo, a Toronto-based immigration lawyer and policy analyst. We'll get to Trump in a second. First, though, Mario, I'm asking everybody who's not in Edmonton, first of all, are you a hockey fan?
Yes, I am.
Are you on this Canada's team bandwagon, or is it just you can't cheer for the Oilers?
I have to be able to cheer for the Oilers. There's enough former Leafs on the team that has me invested.
Fair enough. And McDavid's from Ontario. And the Leafs fans have always been trying to claim McDavid ever since he went to the Oilers anyway. So, okay, that makes sense. I can see that. Back to the Donald Trump story. For starters, setting aside the fact that Trump may well be president of the United States in 6 months, people, generally speaking, who are convicted of felonies in the United States are barred from entering Canada, right? That's generally the rule, correct?
That's correct.
Now, what are the rules? Is it right across the board, just blanket, hey, if you're convicted of a felony, you're barred from entering Canada, cut and dry?
Yeah, I mean, there's variations too. Is it serious criminality? But at its simplest form, you're barred unless you obtain what's called a certificate of rehabilitation, and that can only be sought after 5 years from the completion of your sentence. So that's the general rule. So as of right now, Mr. Trump would be prohibited from entering Canada.
Okay. And as you say, it can be renegotiated, or you can apply for some sort of relief 5 years after you finish your sentence. Are there exceptions, Mario? Are there ways to work around this, and have they been tried before?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, yes, there are exemptions. It's called a temporary resident permit, and that's basically an ask of the government to say, look, it's justified in the circumstances that I get into Canada, even though I'm not eligible for rehabilitation yet. And ordinary individuals will ask for that every day to enter, you know, perhaps for a funeral, someone who's very ill, a serious issue, business reasons, research issues, all kinds of things. So in Mr. Trump's case, if he does become the president, the fact that he would need to perform official duties here in Canada, and also the need to engage in perhaps national security issues, that's something that couldn't be done, let's say, by Zoom. So there would be a need for personal entry into Canada, and that is where it would be likely a temporary resident permit has been issued. And there is a former president that there is precedence. George W. Bush II had a 1976 DUI
right.
conviction,
yep.
and at the time, around 2000, I believe, the law was a little different then. It probably was what was called back then a minister's permit, but likely the same type of issues were ironed out at that time.
Realistically speaking, Mario, and I don't know, if Trump didn't do any of these things, if he just said, you know what, I'm the president of the United States, and if I want to go to Canada, I'm going to Canada, nobody's going to stop them, are they? I mean, if he needs to come and attend, let's say, a G7 summit somewhere in Canada in 2 years, and he just arrived, do you really, I mean, I know they say no one's above the law and all the rest of that stuff, but we're talking about the President of the United States. I mean, do you think they'll jump through all these hoops?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can definitely at the border or upon at a port of entry organize this in advance, but it would never come to that,
right?
Because individuals would be working in the background to make sure that there would be a smooth transition at the airport. It would be quite the brave officer that would say no to the President of the United States entering the country.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, yeah, making a stand, there's no doubt. So at the end of the day, this is something that's being talked about, but really not something that anybody needs to be concerned about, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that adds wrinkles. It depends ultimately what his probation order might be or community service. That could present more difficulty, you know, seizing passports, having to make a request for the passport to be. Those will just add wrinkles and delay to any type of entry to other countries. And Canada wouldn't be the only one he's not inadmissible to. There's things circulating, you know, 30 plus countries in the world where he would be inadmissible because he is has a criminal conviction. But ultimately, you're quite right. The larger issues of the day, official duties would, pardon the pun, would trump the immigration inadmissibility concerns.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Mario, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being with us this morning.
Pleasure. Go Oilers, go.